Hey, this is Justin.
And this is Bruce.
And this is...
The Break-Ins!
Episode 23.
23. Mike would be so proud if he was still with us.
He's dead?
Kinda.
Oh.
He's dead to me.
Okay.
I told him, because he was talking about moving. Mm-hmm. I said, if you move any further north, you're dead to me. I will unfriend you on Facebook.
Wait a minute. He was talking about moving further north?
He was talking about moving. I just assumed he'd move further north.
This is news to me.
Big Neil Young fan, isn't he?
I don't know. Is that moving north a song?
I'm just
upset that he told you I don't know this stuff about him anymore.
Well, you were busy.
Well, it's all right. Our friendship's dissolved.
You were busy on Sunday.
So,
we're here to talk about Saturday.
Yes, we're here to talk about Saturday, which was the... 16th.
It's on the...
Of July for the... Kentucky Derby Con.
It was just the Derby City Comic Con.
Derby City Con. Why do I always got the wrong thing? Well, it's
you like states.
Oh. Well, it was in Kentucky.
It was.
Yes.
Beautiful KY. Home of my people. Shout out to my people.
Mm-hmm. Lovely jelly they have there.
Was it? I didn't have any.
Oh.
You're using the abbreviation for some sexual innuendo.
Yes.
You know, your teeth look really nice in this light.
Oh, thank you.
Do you whiten them?
Lemonade from Subway. Eat fresh.
I'm drinking iced tea in a red cup that my wife bought at Sam's Club. My wife!
Oh, I thought you were going to Sam's Club. I thought we were trying to get some promotions here.
From my wife.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get
Subway.
Do you
whiten your teeth? Because you have really nice... Do you brush them often?
Do
you like a three-time-a-day brush?
No.
Okay.
No. You'd be surprised. All right.
I brush my teeth with dog shit.
Brush? What's that? I speak no English. So, what are we here to talk about today? Let's see, we're talking about the trip down.
First.
Yes.
Overall, though.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Derby City, our experience there. Mm-hmm. And then we may touch on Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yes, coming up in September something or other.
Dates.
Yeah.
Dates are treacherous.
I apologize, Andrew. We'll know it down the road.
And or Matt.
Yeah, well, he'll...
He listens.
I don't know what Andrew does. He's an avid fan. So...
Just of avids?
I don't know. Segment one, our trip down to the Derby City Comic Con. Did I say it right this time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, you sounded a little bit like the Count from Sesame Street, but it was correct-ish.
Fun.
Our trip down to the Derby City Comic Con.
Well, it started off rough because your GPS is outdated.
You know, I don't think that really bit us in the butt until the very end.
When
it told us to turn in the front doors to the KFC Yum Arboretum or whatever that giant building is.
I just remember that you didn't want to believe me that... September 17th is the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That'll come in handy later.
Yes. We'll talk about that again.
Okay.
That's twice we've promoted
mentioned them so far.
In the Derby City Comic Con.
I just hear
podcast.
Little cha-chings.
Yeah, that's over right. Here.
I hear, your table's getting cheaper. Your table's getting cheaper.
So,
I picked you up incredibly early.
Yes.
Left my house 5:30-ish. Got to your place 6 o'clock-ish. What's going on? Mm-hmm. You're looking at stuff.
No, I was just looking at
holy
lovely
crap.
Sprouse.
Chris Sprouse haunting you. Look into my eyes, Justin. Look into my eyes. Tom Strong.
He has lovely eyes, according to someone.
You, according to
not
you.
Not according to me.
Anyway,
I like
so,
his eyes, too.
Here we are.
Yes. Too early. Too early.
I pick you up at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We head down 2 hours and 15 minutes, what the GPS said. GPS is pretty much right. And the GPS led us correctly, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
Right up until the end. I guess there'd been some sort of renovation down there in the last year or so. I hadn't updated my GPS since I bought it.
Oh, yeah. They had built some buildings, apparently.
They had.
Yes.
They had. They've renovated, and now they have walls and ceilings everywhere.
Yeah, it was tough. We got a little lost. We, drove by some condemned areas. And I don't know if you were paying attention. You were probably trying to find out where we were supposed to go.
Yeah, I was looking around. I don't remember condemned areas.
Yeah, there's buildings ready to be demolished.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that. I remember one building being downtown.
It was a big building.
And was it? Yeah, it was large.
And I felt bad.
If that would have been torn down, we probably could have made better time.
Yeah, we could have just parked there.
That KFC thing just popped up out of nowhere. My GPS was confused.
Uh-huh.
And parking was treacherous.
It was.
Because we didn't know what we were doing or where we were. Ended up paying the big $10 for it.
We drove around three times?
We lapped the convention center at least three times. I didn't want to pay for valet parking. I thought that would be weird.
Yeah, no.
At a Comic-Con. I didn't know if maybe I could like tip him in a print or something.
A Dr. Creep print.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, here's a Dr. Creep print.
But you'll also be available at the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yeah, until I get rid of them. I have over 100.
We should like up the price on those. Say they're limited to the first 1,000. What else do we do on our trip down, Bruce?
You enlightened me spiritually. Uh-huh. You dissected me as a person, and probably learned to hate me a little more.
I did not learn to hate you, sir.
You played inside, and
I felt we got off to a rough start. We got off to an argument within the first 15 minutes.
What did we argue about?
I
offended you.
You did not offend me. We got off to an argument, and I thought, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm just going to talk to Bruce instead of trying to argue with Bruce. We argued, and I don't want to get into the argument over this because we're on a time limit, but it was between Transformers and X-Men.
Yes.
And the way they relate from comic book or from the original source.
The way they're translated.
Translate from original source to theatrical versions.
Yes. Okay. I believe one did better than the other. You disagree. You think they both changed drastically.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then we switched gears, and I decided I want to get to know Bruce on my trip down.
You've only known me, what, 11 years?
I wanted to know you better. And I was waiting for you to ask me questions, and you asked me a question towards the end.
I don't pry. I'm not a prier.
I like to answer stuff.
I know about you what I know about you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to know.
I know, but that's like personal, deep down stuff. And
uh-huh. That's what road trips are for.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought for sure we'd have a wacky adventure. There'd be a Frenchman and maybe a train. And
that usually follows. You have to have the conversation first.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I was trying to get to there.
Then we will never have that conversation.
Okay.
That didn't slow us down or speed us up. In fact, I think it sped us up.
Because
the more personal the questions got, the faster I went.
You did seem to get... Yeah, you got
yeah. At one point,
excited.
It was like 85 miles an hour and 55 construction.
Yeah.
It was... There were school kids just bouncing off the fenders.
How do you feel about hitting those kids, Bruce?
Not bad.
Well, we almost made it to there on time, except for...
We were about a half hour late.
Well,
whoa.
You had to pee.
Yeah. So yeah, we had to stop and get gas, and I peed. like a mile before the convention.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know this. You have to pee? No, it's only 10 more minutes away.
Yeah.
You sure you don't have to pee? Nope, I don't have to pee. 10 minutes, I can hold it.
I said, nope, I have to pee. I can't hold it.
That's pretty pricey gas, I thought. But
I don't pay attention to the price anymore. I hand the man my wallet, and I say, I trust you.
Well, since you gave me money to pay for it.
Yeah. Thinking, did you try to negotiate with me? I got some Dr. Creep prints up in my car.
We got a limited Derby City Comic Con print.
That was actually originally art. Auction later was a copy of the original art.
Anyhow, but he was that was an interesting gas clerk.
He was stereotypical.
Stereotypical.
Abu.
Am I allowed to do the? I don't think.
Why not?
Oh, he's like, thank you, come again.
He actually said that. Now, if we were making fun of him, we couldn't say that. But the fact that he actually said that
in the actual accent,
had the accent and everything. Accent. But he actually said that. He has to be aware of that.
And maybe it's funny to him.
I don't know. I'm not sure. If there was... Maybe you should have said some stereotypical white guy thing back to him. Like, keep on trucking. I don't know if that's the most stereotypical white thing you could say. Whoa.
I don't know. What is stereotypical? Maybe, you know, that's interesting. Listeners, what do you think stereotypical white response would
be? I can't dance. I lack rhythm.
I can't jump.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. I really cannot jump. I have a bad hip.
Where are we on our notes?
Oh, well, we got there a little late. but still ahead of most of the
crowd. It was odd. So we knew we were going to be up about 15 minutes late. I honestly, I couldn't have woken up any earlier than I did. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing for me. That's my daily.
You're insane.
Yeah.
They don't pay you enough for working those hours. I knew we were going to get there about 15 minutes late. And then there was the parking thing. And the GPS wanted me to, drive through a building. So that was confusing. We ended up walking in through, the back door, the servant's quarters or something. I could say that because it's Kentucky.
Come in here. I'm Igor.
No, we did. We ended up walking through, the back of the room. We didn't pass the people to get, our bracelets or lanyards or whatever.
Right. Well, we had to track down the bracelet.
Yeah.
Because we went to the right place to get them. And then they said,
right,
no,
but we walked up behind the girl, and I think startled her a little.
The one that helped us find the conventionary.
I don't know her name.
I don't either. She was Captain America shirt.
I thought it was a Batgirl shirt.
No, it's Captain America because I saw it when we were driving around two or three times.
Okay. That's cool. We probably checked into our table. What do you think? 20, 25 minutes late?
I would
from
agree.
From the 8 o'clock.
Right.
That they're like, hey, we're open at 8. You can load and everything. Or unload, I should say. And there were quite a few people around us that showed up later than we did. Like, people showed up after the doors had opened. I don't know if they thought they had to stand out in line in front. You know, maybe Dean...
Can't wait for this convention to begin so I can get in there.
Maybe Dean Tripp paid $7 entrance fee.
What time did he show up? He showed up.
I don't know. I don't want to just point him out. There were quite a few other
people. I thought he was... I mean, I was worried. I liked his artwork. He had a pretty cool Batman and Robin.
I looked forward to meeting him, and he showed up a little later than I thought.
Right.
That's kind of standard time, though, you know.
Well, you and I usually try to get those things at least a little early.
Yeah.
And, I always find it good practice.
We got there early enough to meet Jenny.
Jen.
I can't remember her last name. Why can't I remember her last name?
I know, I'm a friend or not.
She does the comic Ninja'd.
I'll look it up between breaks.
She's very good. Her characters are very expressive. I thought she had great,
she's a pretty cool person.
Eyes and mouths and everything. Just great.
I
want to say
it starts with an H. Her last name starts with an H. I think she'll be at the Cincy.
I mentioned her comic by name. I think that's Ninja'd. Ninja'd?
Ninja'd.
And then D. Ninja'd.
Okay.
Yeah.
She loves Transformers.
Yeah.
Like, loves it.
She did a sketch of Optimus Prime for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Looked pretty good.
Cool. Well, we're gonna come back. We are past the mark here, and we'll be back for round two.
Until then.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
All right, we're back for round two.
Of the break-ins.
Sound effect. Ding.
So this time we're talking about the actual...
Like the meat of the convention.
Yeah.
And now we have this broken down into a pretty good list of bullet points here. So we'll take it from the top, and I can't guarantee these will be in order, but it'll be interesting.
Right, because we did these note takings during segment 4.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So,
right off the top there, the panel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asked by... I really should look that guy's name up. I'm going to call him Paul. Okay. I think his name was Paul. I was asked by a fellow who worked with Eric. They may have thought, I'm really not sure how that hierarchy worked. Anyway, I was asked by Paul, as I'm calling him, I really hope that's right, to partake in this independent comics panel. And I was hesitant. I was a little concerned about it, worried, had butterflies in the stomach. Showed up to the panel early. Ish. Room seated about 40 people, 45 people. There's almost a dozen there. I sit down. I tried to BS with the people for a little bit. Said, I was there to stall until the other people came. Just a nice crowd. I gotta say, the crowd's really nice. Yuko Smith was there as well. Very, very pleasant guy to meet. Bill Nichols from Sketch Magazine and ComicMentor.com. Nice guy as well to meet. And then some fellows from the Louisville Comic Society. Nice guys as well. I mean, no one was a jerk. I'd say if I had to point out, if there's one jerk on the panel, it's probably me. I feel like I came across like a Neanderthal. these guys were all so eloquently spoken, and you know, they had very good answers, almost like practiced answers, you know. And I'm stumbling through it. I'm quoting Jack Kirby and Larry Niven. And at one point, someone asked me about my motivation, and I started pounding on the table saying, "Spite! I am motivated by spite." So I don't know if that was the most professional thing to do, and but I think it went pretty well because there was never a dull moment during the panel. You know, we didn't have to stretch the fill time or anything like that. And when the panel was all said and done, people came up to our table and purchased things. They stopped, they talked, they BS'd for a little bit. I told them I felt like an idiot to elicit a compliment from them. They fell into that, complimented me, and then I spun that compliment into saying, "Hey, if I'm such a cool dude, why don't you buy my comics?" And it worked out pretty well for me. So I'd have to say I think the panel helped sales. If nothing else, it was a foot in the door to introduce myself to some of these people and not just look like some sort of nameless schlub sitting in an endless aisle of schlubs wanting money.
Would you like to do another panel?
Maybe. It depends on what it was about. It would have to be something I know about. My knowledge of My Little Ponies, very sparse.
Well,
more of a Care Bear man.
Okay. I think they have that at some upcoming conventions.
That I'm there.
Okay. Well, I would agree that it did help out sales, especially those two guys. They really dug you.
I don't know their names. They both had shaved heads.
Yes, they did. But not in a bad way. Like in a...
What's wrong with shaved heads?
Nothing's wrong with shaved heads, sir.
Exactly.
I said not in a bad way.
There
shaved
we
heads.
Go.
Not a bad shaved head way.
No, in a good shaved
yes,
head.
Yes, that's what
way,
I'm saying.
I guess.
Okay.
Woo.
So our neighbors, we mentioned...
Frank.
Jenny Steed.
Oh, yeah. Jenny Steed.
Related to Miss Peel and John...
What? John Steed, I get, but I thought her name was Emma Peel.
It is. Mrs. Peel, yeah. John Steed. It's the Avengers.
I know, but they weren't married, were they? Emma Peel and John Steed?
You don't know what happened between takes.
That's a heck of a leap for
you. It was a different last name anyway.
Is it?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they were... Whichever, John Steed, that's fine.
Anyhow, Frank... Frank?
I can't say his name.
I can't say it either.
I'm sorry.
But it's very... Yes, Frank...
His comic's called Punch Up. Mm-hmm. Which I went to the site today and read about the first 40 pages. I really like it. Well written, not overly written. Could have been, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. Incredibly well drawn. Beautiful colors. I told him as much. The artist on it's David something. We really should have done research.
It's all right.
These people's name. But Frank was a nice guy. Yeah. Great guy. He came over and talked to us quite a few times. I saw people pick up books of his. I can only hope that that he made some good money.
Paul, I think it was the right thing. His name is Paul.
Paul McCall.
Yeah, Paul McCall, the caricaturist.
Yeah. You spoke to him at length.
I did. I asked him a question. I said, do you ever find there's certain people that are very easy to do caricatures of, and there's certain people that aren't? And he told me that the new Doctor Who is a caricature.
Yeah, he's already a human caricature. Yeah.
Yes. And he told me that beautiful women are tough to do caricatures of. Because
I can imagine.
Either A... you don't want to mess them up, and if you do, because you're pointing out a caricature,
yep.
Yeah, then they might get upset.
Right. So. I've noticed a lot of character artists when it comes to beautiful women, they'll exaggerate a feature that isn't offensive. Like everyone always draws Angelina Jolie with giant lips,
mm-hmm.
which that's not offensive whatsoever. It's like, oh look, your lips are too sexy. That's how I'm making fun of you.
Right.
You know, or like Cindy Crawford. Oh, your beauty mark is too beautiful.
I don't really notice these women.
I think those people are cowards.
Okay. let's see what else we have here. Those are neighbors. I think 1, 2, 3. Oh, and then we mentioned earlier. We mentioned
Dean Tripp.
And I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I did want to say I liked his Batman Robin. Albeit I would have liked it to have been early Dick Grayson Robin.
Yeah.
As opposed to the.
He's just a talented guy.
Yeah, it was good artwork.
His colors are very, very, right. very well done. I mean, right. he's solid.
In fact, if they did an animation show based on his stuff,
Yeah.
I mean, it did have
it
a
lends
little bit
itself well to
yes, it did. So I'd watch it.
Good guy. I'm trying to think. People across from us were just.
They were just a comic book shop.
A vendor of some sort.
They were the nicest comic book shop, and according to their website.
Yeah.
We looked it up last time.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Seem to be pleasant.
And then they have bad tables.
Who did?
the people across from us because their table broke.
One of their tables collapsed before the comic opened up. But you know what? They were like a well-oiled military machine. They swooped in, picked up the boxes, fixed the table.
Makes you wonder if it's happened before.
Those boxes have to get pretty heavy.
They do. They are.
Yeah.
I've lifted my share. Customers and...
There was a pretty wide variety of customers, I thought.
I think we can tie that into location, actually. We can tie customers and location in together.
Yeah, we were near the entrance.
Mm-hmm. Well lit.
It was. And not natural lighting, which I appreciated. Because while it was incredibly humid outside, it was nice and cool in the convention center. Which I think that it was just a nice location, really, too.
Yeah, we could actually be found.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't hidden back anywhere. I liked the way that they didn't put the vendors over on one side and the artists on another. Mm-hmm. That was nice. They intermingled, and I think that helped out sales on both ends, probably.
There was one slight thing about the location, but I think we can get into that later.
Yeah, that bullet point's a little lower. But back to the customers, which pretty varied audience there. Older, younger, male, female, costumed, not costumed. Louisville really has it all, which is odd because Dayton has a Dayton audience. Cincinnati seems to have kind of a, and we talked about it before. The people in Cincinnati were a little tighter with their money than they were in Dayton. People in Dayton seem to make excuses why they can't give you money rather than saying no. They tell you a sad story. Mm-hmm. And, no, they do. They do. Let's be serious. Now, people in Dayton are con artists. People in Cincinnati are cheapskates. People in Louisville, I don't know what happened there. I don't know if they're all getting some sort of government checks to spend on art or what, but the money was free flowing. It's a heck of a bailout going on.
Now I got to walk around a lot, which is good for me, finally. So I got to actually talk to people.
I think we should say you chose not to take anything and sell. Mm-hmm.
Right. I didn't take anything. But I got to get up. I had to be like, bye, Bruce.
Yeah.
I'm going. And my knee was killing me. So I got to walk off my knee pain. Sometimes it was too much, and I'd have to sit back down. But, I enjoyed actually moving and meeting people.
You spent a good 15 minutes looking for a bathroom that was 20 feet away.
Yes, I did. That was pretty funny. I found the bathroom. Where is it? Right there. Five, 6 feet away from us. Bathroom.
You were gone.
I was holding it in.
A quarter of an hour. I walked around once. I was looking for one very specific trade. Didn't find it, but it was just the aisles were nice and big. I actually don't look forward to the con becoming any bigger because I think things were so well spaced.
I would imagine it would, based on the success, that they'd get more people.
But I think traffic was great. Mm-hmm. No one was bogged down. You know, there's no crowds anywhere. Really appreciated that.
Now, do you want to come back?
We're gonna speed up here to get through some of this stuff. Sales positioning, standing versus sitting. You pointed out something.
Yes, I started thinking that if we stand, I think our sales would improve. That
do you think they did?
Yes, very much so.
See, I was hesitant to do that because I think a large standing bald man with a beard is maybe a little intimidating. I felt more aggressive standing, and maybe that's why our sales did improve. Mm-hmm. Maybe we were more confident because we were no longer lower than them. We weren't in a
we're eye line or above them.
Yeah, yeah.
And drawing people in.
We were more dominant by standing because we're tall.
Mm-hmm. I think it works. I mean, if you go to, let's say you went to buy something, let's say you went to a car dealership or retail, and you walked in and all everyone's sitting down.
Yeah, the people working checkout at Target aren't sitting.
Right. So if you stand up, I think it gets people's attention.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
And since I wasn't drawing, I could pretty much stand the entire time.
Which moves us on to the next bullet point. Justin, the powerhouse salesman. Mm-hmm. You, and I noticed this, and I think you did it on purpose, you talked a lot about T-shirts to people.
Mm-hmm.
You would often, that was your end. Hey, nice T-shirt. Hey.
Yeah.
And I think that really worked, because then you get people talking about themselves, and you're like, oh, you like Hello Kitty? You know who was a great Hello Kitty supporter? Dr. Creep, we have some prints here.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they're all wearing comic book shirts, and you had a wide variety of posters. Yeah. So anyone with a certain type shirt, I would yank them in.
It
and
did
then...
bite us in the butt with the Star Wars lady.
It did.
Yeah, I don't have any Star
she
Wars.
She was Star Wars.
Yeah, I suggest you cover the Star Wars front.
Yeah, I would. Well, I don't know if I can get those. I mean, those are hard to copy or than you know get copied.
I know. I know somebody.
Yeah, I know you know somebody. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I have a lot of years of retail in me, so sales is just now like second nature.
I've never worked in a retail environment. I have the probably exact opposite traits you want to have for a salesperson, but I'm a reasonably good bullshitter. Mm-hmm. I just I lack the ability to steer the conversation in the direction I want to.
Well, I remember you and I talked right away, and I said, "Describe to me your book in 5 words, if possible."
Yeah. Very difficult.
And I used that as much as I could.
Very difficult to do.
Because the way I described it got people to laugh, and then I could continue talking about
it. Yeah.
And that's what was important, was hooking them back in.
Now, so. when you said they live in a trailer park, did you indicate where they lived in a trailer park?
I would go on further.
Okay.
If I got a laugh, or if they seem more interested, I would continue going on.
I found it was easier to sell people on the prints, or at least tell them about the prints, and then the comic. Because the prints are so, they're colorful, they're bright, they're larger. You can just glance at them and you can get enough information. So I would steer their eyes around with that. Mm-hmm. And I would say, but if you're looking for something with a little more meat to it, something with story, and then I'd drive them into the comic. Also, I felt getting the comic in the hands of people helped as well.
Yes. I do that in my sales where once a person has a product in their hands, it's theirs. I mean, maybe they're not going to buy it, but in their mind, it's already becoming theirs.
Right.
I remember when I got a car, and you sit in your car, and you just purchased it, and you say the words, my car, for the first time. The salesman said, well, oh, you're already owning it.
Yeah.
A couple seconds ago, it wasn't your car. Now it is your car.
Right, right.
This is their this is their comic. This is their poster.
Yeah. Also, with the comic being a visual medium, if you can flip through it, you'll get a better idea whether or not it's something for you. A description, you know. That's nice. That's great. Cover image, that will sell you to a degree. But everyone acknowledges at this point, at this day and age, that covers and interiors could be different.
Yes.
So I think somebody actually physically looking at the insides of the book, you know, maybe catching a line of dialogue, you know, see, hey, this is professionally lettered. You know, the panel breaks are nice. This wasn't horribly photocopied. Little things like that I think will help sell a book. If it looks professional, you assume it's professional. And by professional, I mean good.
I would work the people up from the collections, I mean the separate issues, all the way to the big collection by telling them, one, that they were X amount each, and then, but there was a con special, but you could spend your extra $2 and get a nice,
which we sold quite a few of the trades.
Yes, you did.
I may have to have more printed before Cincinnati.
That was fantastic. That was our goal.
Yeah. Where it says, I think we're good.
I just want to let you know.
Okay. Do you think I should mention how much money I made?
We can say that for the end. You know, maybe a roundabout or something.
Okay.
You know?
I wasn't sure.
I mean, not going to, you know, you can't show your bling that you bought with it.
I don't have any.
But you should, because you made a lot of money.
Saving it.
Gold.
Saving
gold it. Earrings and gold
I got,
teeth
like
that say Bruce.
Brass knuckle that says Obey.
Clobber.
The golden. Yeah, that says Clobber. let's mention the people that we've... conned with before.
Okay.
That we ran into there. Your good buddy Scott.
Yes, Scott D.M. Simmons. Always nice. I got to finally talk to him
for
once, besides being online. And I don't want to bug him too much because he was always busy, which is good for him.
He's got good stuff.
Yeah. And I did go up to him first with my hat down and started talking about his work. And he was responding to me as if I was a customer.
Yeah.
And then I gave him his drawing he won. And he was like, ah, man, I didn't know it was you.
He wasted that pitch on you.
It was a good artwork. I didn't know if he inked it or drew it, and he turned out he inked some pages for someone else, and how he did it. And I wanted to know how he did it, as if he were talking to a customer, not.
Yeah.
And there was no other customers.
He's pretty technically inclined, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Kevin Atkins, saw him from Twilight Star Studios.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Used to shop at the bookery. That's where he worked. He's a good guy, and. Who else did you?
We ran into the studio.
Oh, Kumikaze.
Kumikaze.
Yeah, Brandon Johnson, I think.
BJ.
BJ, yeah.
I think that he refers to himself as that. I think BJ's okay.
Okay, BJ's fine.
Yeah.
So, and he contacted me. I contacted him about some future work.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm going to take a look at it.
He seeks you out. A little bit of a man crush. That's all I'm saying.
It's all right with me. I take him where I get him.
Is that the only people we've conned with before?
Yes, but I think now...
Frank knew you.
Yeah, Frank knew me from Facebook. And okay. I look forward to seeing Paul at another convention and then Jen at another convention.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing these people. Usually I stay antisocial at these. I've been trying to break out of that.
I don't agree with that at all.
So
usually at the end of the cons, you walk around and say hi to everybody. Mm-hmm. Before you leave.
But I mean, when I'm at the convention, I don't really like talking.
No. Like during sales time, you're selling. But right. when things are wrapping up, people are cleaning up the tables. You run around. You're like, hey, how you doing? It's all this, blah blah blah.
Hate to bug you while you're cleaning up.
It's either before or after. With Michael Uslan, it was before.
Hey, Mike. He'll be there. He'll be in.
I saw his head.
Yeah,
show.
I'm excited.
To see him again?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. How's it been?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, and we saw Jesse Noble.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did. I was busy selling. I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to the...
He's looking good. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yes, he has.
I hope it's not due to some sort of illness, or I'll feel like a jackass saying that he's looking good. He's lost a lot of weight.
Well, I'm on his Facebook, and he hasn't said anything about that.
Okay, then good.
So I think he's happy.
Well, I'd be happy if I had lost some weight.
Well, I think if you lost weight and it was an illness, you wouldn't be too happy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, gosh, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, I've got... And I don't want to say an illness now.
I got infantigo.
That's got infantigo.
I'm not sure. I think that's like leg sores.
And Dorian plague. Shingles.
I got the root itch.
There you go. I've lost 80 pounds.
From scratching.
You can see my spine from my front. All right. Anyhow, now that we've crossed the lines, we'll be back for round
three. We're making fun of diseases that don't exist.
It's... the Cincinnati Comic Expo at the Duke Energy Convention Center, September 17. Bring a friend, buy a comic book, meet Jim Steranko and Jackson Guy. It's the Cincinnati Comic Expo at the Duke Energy Convention Center, September 17. Even Mike Norton will be there.
All right, here's round three, or segment three, of the break-ins.
Round three is fine. Makes it sound like a game show.
We're back.
and this one's for Justin. Justin, can you tell us about the auction?
Thank you, Bruce. The auction. Two people held the auction. One knew how to speak correctly.
Into a microphone. The other one?
The other talked like the person from Lifestyles, the Rich and Famous.
I didn't know who she was.
I don't know who she is, but she likes to talk loudly, even with a microphone.
You think she was from the...
I hope not. Otherwise, she's not going to obey that library rule of talking softly. Mm. Or maybe that's it. Maybe she is. And this was her moment to shine, to finally speak.
To get all the loudness out of her system.
She was very loud. And with a microphone, she was even louder.
Yeah.
And we were close.
Eric did a good job, though. I mean, he modulated himself.
Was that the other person?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know these people, because I didn't talk to them. But yeah, she was very loud. And I think... as awesome as the auction was, raising money.
Yeah, for a good cause. We should say that I guess it was a Louisville library that flooded. A lot of graphic novels, a lot of comics, some young adult books were destroyed in the flood. So this auction was to raise money to replace those books.
Which I'm not sure if your picture was quite okay.
At the time, I had no idea. it's a picture of Aquaman to help raise money against flood damage.
Our next library that catches on fire, you'll do the Human Torch.
The Human Torch. Beating children. That's what it means.
Books are uncool, kids.
The original robotic Human Torch.
Right.
Toro and Human Torch.
It did happen to hinder her and hurt sales.
A little. Yeah. We couldn't hear people. We couldn't communicate.
We could not raise our hands and drag people over.
No.
Yes. Otherwise, we would be in part of the auction.
Yeah.
And I kept them doing it. I was like, then raising. You can't see me doing this motion on
the
podcast.
You had the John McCain.
Yes.
Tiny arms.
very, very. Come over here. Like, don't wave at me, and I won't wave at you back.
No sudden movements.
But it was good. And let's talk about the Derby Prince and then get back to the auction. I think that will be a good lead up to the big moment.
Hey, this is Bruce here. We have a little bit of a technical problem. It's a lot of blah, 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 and brouhaha. And there's a storm and so many other things I could blame. So you can't hear this part. It's for the best. Trust me.
Yes, I'll let you take
I've been
over.
Referring to him as Evil Kenny Rogers, which that's wrong. He could be the mayor of Louisville or the potentate. I'm not sure how their government's set up. Perhaps they do have potentates.
That's how they can afford all that money to
for all the KFC Yum Center
and the conventions.
He is the Sanders. That's what he is. All hail the Sanders. Incredibly well spoken, well dressed, older, white haired, bearded gentleman. Came up to the table. He was wearing a white button-up shirt buttoned all the way to the top, black slacks, and a black belt with a large buckle, and I believe he had a knife to the side, like just like a utility type of pocket thing. He came up. He tapped on the print. He said, "What is this?" And I explained to him, "Well, it's Aquaman riding a seahorse in the Kentucky Derby and blah, blah, blah." And he says, no, not what is this, but what is this? I was confused, so then I started explaining to him the point of the auction and me you know, set auctioning off the original and all that. And he asked if I sell my original art. And I said, yes, but you know, this is already in the auction. The bidding will start on it soon enough, sir, if you're interested, blah, blah, blah. He then walked up to where they were auctioning things. I believe he checked to see what order they were auctioning things in. He came back to me, and at this point, he opened up his wallet and handed me a $100 bill. Which you saw, correct?
Yes, I could not hear most of this conversation because of the auction. But I could see.
We had to speak very close to one another. He handed me a $100 bill. My wife were on a very limited schedule. Mm-hmm. Would you bid on this and then send it to me? I told him instantly. I said, I am not very comfortable with this, sir. I don't know you very well. You know me even less. I'm not comfortable holding on to your money for you. He explained to me again that he was very interested, he wanted it, and you know, he didn't have time. And I said, if you want, you could commission me to recreate this. I would simply, at that point, just redraw it for him. Pen and ink, you know, original piece of paper. He was not interested in that. He actually seemed a little disgusted when I mentioned that. At this point, luckily, Eric held up the print. It went up for auction.
And I pointed out, because I saw you guys.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you. So I'm thinking that they moved it up because there was some interest in it. I don't know if he went up there and told them he was leaving early or whatever.
Right.
So he, you pointed out to me. I say, well, sir, it looks like they're getting ready to auction it right now. He said, thank you. Took back the $100 bill. Yeah. And then proceeded to the front of the line where he began to auction. At this point, the first thing in the auction, which was a large bag of candies and cookies and zombie-related merchandise, I believe that sold for $100-some.
Correct.
You remember what it was?
No, but you and I started talking about what yours would sell for.
Yeah. And everything after that had sold $30, $40. We had discussed what we thought my print would sell for. I said 30. You said?
55, I think.
Yeah, you said 55.
Yeah.
Which I was doubtful that it would even reach 30. Now, this is before anything else has been auctioned on. We had no sense of scale, nothing like that. So, holds up the Aquaman original art, Eric does, and people begin to bid on this.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. It reaches $80 for this. I was on the top of the world, just elated. That's the most anyone's paid for anything I've ever done. Very, very excited about this. You, I believe, patted me on the shoulder and told me not to get a big head.
Yeah, I had a picture of you watching the auction.
I know.
Yes, so getting excited.
It's on your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So the white-haired gentleman purchases it. He goes over. He pays his money, and he brings it to me. He wants me to sign it. I try to tell him I already signed it. He wants me to sign it again. He asked me to write Derby City Comic Con 2011 on it. I say, I've already written Derby City Con 2011 on its giant in the background. He says, do it again. I say, sure. Anything for you, sir.
Right.
And
I would have been like.
He then opens up a portfolio that he'd been carrying around. Places it in there with what looked like other, like, professional level art. I would have loved to look through his portfolio because it looked like legitimate paid comic book artist art. And just the idea of my art being stored in the same place as some of these people. That excites me. It makes me happy that he would value that. I believe he bought a print at this point and then shook my hand, thanked me, and I shook his hand and I said, this is the most professional I've ever felt. I appreciate you buying that print. Still just very excited. Very excited. I did not get the $80. The $80 went towards the charity. Mm-hmm. I was excited for them. But, you know, that makes you feel good. Something nice happening like that every now and then. Because I've had experiences where, you know, you struggle. You struggle to sell anything. And then just I can't say enough good things about Louisville, this being one of them. Now, moving on to the prints, I think that the original art selling and that it bidding slowly up brought some attention to the prints, because I believe Eric even pointed out that I was selling prints after the original was off the market, after the auction was done. I believe he pointed out that I had prints. I feel that more people came over after the auction to buy prints. I specifically remember two people coming up and saying, are you the guy with the Aquaman prints?
Mm-hmm. I think it was half. I think we got halfway there.
Yeah, it was about half and half.
And then the other half went real quick.
Yeah.
I think the first, we spent a lot of time struggling to get the first half. And then the last half went very, very quick.
Yeah.
So it did help out, but just in a time frame.
Right. There was a fellow there dressed up as Jane from Firefly or Serenity, yes, depending on if you like the movie or the TV
Adam
show.
Baldwin.
And he bought one, went off, bought a plastic case for it, brought it back, had me sign it, and then had his picture taken with me holding it next to him, which I thought that was pretty cool, too. I can only assume that people thought I was someone else. Why why they would spend so much money and want their picture taken with me.
No, this is what the conventions are for, man. And you've been building up a reputation now. Once again, this is our first Louisville, but...
Yeah. You need well, it is the first Louisville.
Yes.
Very even footing at this point, because there's no... Like on the Cincinnati Expo one. Mm-hmm. There's like, these are the big people and these are the little people.
But I think next year, Cincy, we'll get some people to go, hey, I remember you from last year, or yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to you last year.
Maybe Barry will be there.
Or, yes, or the return of Barry, right, who's not at the Derby
no,
Con.
No. And, you know, if he will, I would have welcomed him with open arms, literally. I would have hugged him and said, give me $45 more and I'll let you take another picture with me.
Maybe it's because there's horses in Louisville, not bears.
It distracted him.
Yes. What else do we have? Now we've covered the berry. Oh, let me talk about one of my favorite customers.
One of the most awkward moments, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I was, you know, he had a Captain America shirt on. I was doing my little t-shirt bit.
Now, this was during my panel, correct?
No.
Or what? No. I was there.
You
the
were
whole
back.
Time?
You were talking to a customer.
Okay.
And he comes up and he has a Captain America shirt. So I pull him, hey, Captain America, check it out, Captain America print. We start talking about it. He's very upset. Captain America would not be shot like you have him. Not as in how you drew him, but the fact that he had bullet holes in him.
Yeah.
I point out that Hydra had been on the ground that Captain America won.
Yeah.
He was not convinced.
The scene is right after a battle with Hydra, and all the Hydra agents are, you know, knocked out and or killed, and Captain America's battle damage.
This was not Steve Rogers, according to him. This could not be Steve Rogers, because Steve Rogers would not have been shot up like this. He was very upset.
Was he shot up? I believe there's two bullet holes and then like one knife wound. I there's three spots of blood, but I don't think they're bullet
holes.
This
is too many. This is one too many then for this guy.
It's just a man.
He starts walking away and mumbles, looks like a Nazi drew it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He turns back around. He's like, looks like a Nazi drew it.
Wow.
And I'm like, thank you. That might be the best selling strategy I have for this. I didn't use it for the rest of the day, but I really wanted to tell people. So then I turned to you and I told you, you Nazi, that you drew.
That's a bad time to have a shaved head.
That's right. That is. Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah. Well, I thought like you were going to curb stop him.
Put your mouth on the curb. Put your mouth on
so,
the curb.
So, yes. Any, well, you know, if there are any Nazis out there, I don't. condone what you do.
Their money spends the same.
I don't condone what you do, but Bruce does have a lovely picture of Captain America shot up.
Captain America bleeds. Captain America gets shot. He's a super soldier. He's not bulletproof.
I understand this. This gentleman did not. Yes.
Well, that offensive print will be for sale, along with many others.
Besides this very anti-Nazi, and I don't want to say anyone's pro-Nazi, except for Nazis, but this very anti-you being a Nazi.
Thank you. Yes. I'm not, though.
You're not. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't understand the swastika things you have hanging in here, but
you should not.
I'm joking. He doesn't have any. That's a joke.
There was one
hanging at
my wedding reception because it was in a VFW.
Oh, really?
They refused to take it down because they said soldiers died for us to capture that flag. So we ended up...
Did you get pictures taken with it?
No. You can't explain things like that away years later. we had a white lattice with flowers put up over it.
Oh, that makes it look better.
To cover it. Mm-hmm. To hide it.
The Hydra.
Yes, the Marvel way.
That's right.
Nazis didn't exist in the Second World War.
No. Well, I'll find out next week how it ties in. I think there's a connection between the two.
You're talking about seeing the movie?
Yes.
I plan on seeing it Saturday.
Okay. So, besides this gentleman,
yeah,
I thought...
A lot of diversity.
A lot of kids. A lot of kids at this convention.
I think I gave all of them bookmarks. The age-appropriate bookmarks.
Yes, not the Batgirl.
The Bosomy.
Or the White Queen.
I gave the Batgirl to a couple of kids.
And oh, boy.
I think their parents will get a chuckle out of it.
I think you might get some emails. But, and then there was even creators. I mean, besides Jen, there was more female creators.
Yeah. It was a good cross-section of comics, I think.
Right. I would agree with that.
And I don't know if a majority of those people are local or if just Louisville welcomes.
I didn't notice any accents when I was talking to them.
It's hard to say.
Louisville would have accents.
I don't know, because here we are in Dayton. People from Middletown have pretty thick.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
Southern accents.
I haven't been able to figure that one out yet.
You've heard my parents speak.
Yeah?
They've got some Southern draw to them. I don't know.
Anyhow, I haven't been looking at the time, so I think we're probably well over it.
Hey, we're 14 minutes.
Okay, we're about even for last time.
I felt good looking around at Louisville. That was just a really nice con, in my opinion. We still have one more segment about us leaving our dread back. I guess we can...
I would say this about the convention.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati Comic Expo coming up September 17th. Listen to my words of wisdom. Improve the chairs.
I was hesitant when I first saw the chair because it did just look like, hey, it's a plastic folding chair. Not half as uncomfortable as I thought they would be.
Then again, it made us stand up.
Which,
improved sales.
According to your logic, improved sales.
So, don't improve the chairs.
Yeah.
I take that back. But I do look forward to that.
I was concerned when I saw them, but when I sat down and I saw, yeah, this holds me well and it's comfortable. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's be honest now. They don't compare to the Gym City chairs from the first couple of years.
Oh, I think that's what the upcoming ones will be.
Because those were leather executive.
Oh, yeah.
These are like $200 chairs.
I don't want to get out of those chairs.
I think those chairs are sweaty.
Yeah?
Because it's leather. It doesn't breathe.
I think it's for the first year when we had the magnifying glass. Anyhow, we're getting off topic here. Yeah. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the trip back and the apocalyptic weather.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
Hear, hear for segment four.
That's my son yelling upstairs if you...
He wanted to make a cameo.
Here's somebody screaming in the background.
I like his cameos.
He's excited.
Yeah.
It must be feeding time.
Maybe his teeth are breaking in. Are they breaking
They're
in yet?
They're breaking in?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got eight on the top, two on the bottom.
Okay.
I thought you were making a podcast reference. They're breaking in?
I was.
During the break-in?
Yeah. Okay. I was doing two. I was a twofer.
Wow.
All right.
Nice.
I thought of that joke on the trip back.
Woo!
What upcoming jokes could I make on future break-in episodes? I got one for 4 years from now. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
I don't believe you.
Well, you'll have to wait and see it.
I would say there's an obvious one for puberty.
Well, I wasn't talking about Crichton. I was just talking about another one I was going to make.
Okay.
They're not, they're, you know, sorry.
Okay.
So, on our, on when we left, it became a little bit like Spinal Tap.
When we left the room, we instantly lost all sense of direction and time.
Yes.
We may have entered the Twilight Zone.
We're going to the car! Yes! Alright! Alright! This way! Alright! We kept on making wrong turns.
We passed... Well, we couldn't go back the way we came in. Right. Because we came in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So we exit through the exit, and it all just went to hell from there. Because we hadn't entered through there, so we couldn't trace our steps back. And the floors are misnumbered in the convention center. Because the ground floor, the first floor, is actually labeled LL, lobby level. The second floor is the first floor. The third floor is the second floor, and so on.
Which one's one and a half?
I don't know, but we eventually did find a one-person-sized elevator that both of us squeezed into. The elevator door was seriously smaller than the door leading into my bathroom here. It was probably, what would you say, like a 3-foot-wide door.
It was not big. Someone would really have to squeeze. They were a bigger
proportion. Yeah, well, we had our hands full
with
carrying back the prints, the leftover prints and stuff. It was not easy fitting through that door. Once we got inside the elevator, it was large enough for just the two of us.
Uh-huh. It was like they split an elevator door in half.
Yeah.
Like the opening.
Yeah.
The only one half. Right.
And once we entered the elevator, there was a 1.5.
Yeah, we didn't take it, though. Because I was scared. I wanted to get out. I don't know if this is where I had the gas.
It would have led to John Malkovich's brain.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the second elevator. You had horrible gas
in. Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't feeling good. I had all those Wheat Thins. And the Twizzlers.
And it's a 30-minute hike to the bathroom that's 6 feet away.
I was going to take it. There's that water on the floor. I was scared.
There was a permanent puddle. I don't know. It was clear. It looked it. I don't know.
No one cleaned it up.
Rainwater.
So we eventually got in and then took off.
We had some confusion in the garage as well because I tried to exit through the entrance.
Yeah, you did. That's right. I forgot about that. I tried to block that.
It looks free if we go through here. Mm-hmm. And it would have been free. We would have just gotten hit by another car.
Or, you know, ran into the giant arm thing that comes down.
No, I don't think there was an arm coming in that way. Where the valets bring in cars. I think we could have exited that way. We would have just gotten yelled at or something. Possibly a ticket. There may be a warrant out for my arrest in Kentucky.
You might, I would not go back.
At least not with my car.
Right. So, the trip back was good. We were a little hungry. We stopped at KFC.
Yes. Apparently, I misled you.
I don't know. We have a little tiny convention ritual.
Yeah.
Of Red Robin.
There was no Red Robin.
I don't think they know what Red Robin is in Kentucky.
They know what a Robin is.
I heard the Red Robin. You ate it.
Don't make fun. Those are my people.
I'm not making fun of your people. I'm making fun
of... My people are actually from the deeper south than Louisville.
My apologies to everyone of his family. Here is the Red Robin. You eat it.
Yeah.
How's that?
I guess we could have waited an hour and a half, but we were both hungry.
Right.
Well, so, like, the first exit, there was a gas station and a Speedway, and I refused to eat at a place that's built into a gas station. That just seems odd to me. That's wrong, in my opinion. The next place was like a McDonald's on a Marathon station. And then the place after that was a Long John Silver's. I would have loved to eat in Long John Silver's, but I thought you had a big day following the con. I was going to be part of your big day.
Uh-huh.
We both needed sleep. Let's be. I have a cranky son. You have a job that requires you to work the weirdest hours.
I had to get up at 3:45 the next day.
That's insane. Yeah. So I thought, well, we'll eat as we drive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat fish as I'm driving.
Well, I got excited about KFC when you pulled up.
As did I.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm ready to release my seatbelt.
Yep.
And like, I said, what do you want?
We're going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only to find out they had a buffet.
That's probably my biggest regret of the weekend, to be honest with you. It's not going to... Because the buffet... I was like, oh, look, a KFC buffet. And we're both excited. And that's when I shot you down. I'm like, oh, we're going to go through the drive-thru. But when we pulled up in line waiting at the drive-thru, I'm like, look, they have chocolate cake on the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine a place with chocolate cake on the buffet.
Like a KFC.
Well, any place.
Oh, no, you can go to Golden Corral, yeah.
I guess they do have chocolate cake.
Yeah, I mean, the price difference.
Most of the buffets I eat at are Chinese buffets.
Oh, okay.
And there's not chocolate cake.
I don't trust desserts at Chinese buffets.
I find them delicious. They use, like, cane sugar.
Oh, okay.
It's a very different taste.
I do not like
it. It's not overly sweet.
You can have my share of all the desserts I don't eat.
I love the... It's so bad saying Chinese desserts, because obviously not everything there is Chinese. They have pizza and meatballs, for God's sake. A Chinese buffet isn't just Chinese food.
No, but I don't like Chinese buffet pizza either.
I think it's just microwave pizza, isn't it?
And I don't like how it's prepared.
Okay, whichever. It's not kosher. KFC.
Not kosher enough.
I enjoyed the food we got from the KFC. You fed me a sandwich.
I did.
As if you were...
There's a one wiping your mouth now, Bruce.
That was...
Oop, you dropped some.
That was awkward.
No, yeah, it was good. It was good times. It was good times.
Stopped on the gas station on the way back.
I was very tired. We had a crazy...
You probably should have taken a nap.
I was uploading pictures the whole way back.
You were. Which I have since transferred to my website. Right. One large image you can...
And there's a reason for that. I did all those pictures for your website. So, wisdom proves... Hopefully improve sales.
Yeah.
I felt that if people see people with your book, people want to buy
said
book.
I still haven't had any online sales. So...
Well, I don't know anymore. I'm tapped to my knees. But I was doing the notes. I was doing everything on my iPhone, trying to get prepped.
Yeah, you were working pretty hard. You should have probably taken a nap.
And I shut down, and I missed. We went to the wrong exit. Then we missed the right exit.
Well, before that, let's talk about the craziness, the environmental craziness.
Oh yeah, the lost rain.
It was really weird. Beautiful day, nice sunshiny day, and a couple of drops. Hit the windshield. I'm like, is there a flock of birds pooping around us? What's going on?
They got a good diet, too, if it's clear.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like a cloudburst. Like just a downpour, but only for, what would you say?
45 seconds? Yeah, not even a minute. Yeah.
Just the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. The weirdest thing.
It was almost as if the rainstorm was trying to catch up. It had got lost. It was like, oh, wait about me, guys! Yeah. Wait!
Because we're looking around, none of the clouds are dark.
Right.
There's nothing going on. It was really weird weather.
And then we got hit by a bigger storm.
Yeah.
Later on.
Yeah.
Nothing like what's going on. I think there's a storm going on right now, actually.
I hear thunder, maybe.
I thought I heard heavy rain, too.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. Anything else we have? Besides the big, nice icy? Ooh, that was delicious.
That was delicious.
Yeah. Except for you got the wrong cup. Always get the styrofoam cup.
I don't like styrofoam.
But it likes you.
Yes, but if styrofoam... There's a temperature where styrofoam begins to break down and release CFCs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a ridiculously high temperature. Like, it's like in the 90s or something. Styrofoam will cause cancer.
I wonder if that's what gave me... Oh, I was in so much pain the next day.
Styrofoam will just essentially kill you. It is the worst thing you could use to eat from or with.
Well, I'm up to like, I'm down to 4 styrofoam cups a day.
Just eating them?
Yeah. That's right.
No,
I was having some, I was in serious pain the next day. I don't want to make this, you know, another kind of podcast, but I was wondering if you would have been experiencing stomach pains. But man, I almost didn't make it to that baby shower.
For the most part, I can eat or drink anything.
Okay. I didn't almost, I was close to not.
Iron gut.
To the power, baby shower being, for me not coming because I was not feeling well. When I got to the baby shower, it was fine.
Yeah.
So we got lost. On the way back, sort of.
Yep.
Once I knew the exit
wrong
where.
Wrong exit, passed up an exit.
Right. And then we got on the one exit, which is the next one down. But I knew how to get back.
Yep. Lights are flickering.
Oh, you know what? We never talked about I don't think you have to give an exact amount, but on a scale, would you say you doubled, tripled
money
than you've ever made? I know you used to. I know you used to say you used to go to conventions.
Yeah.
Didn't matter with whom, and maybe you just pay for the gas amount.
Yeah.
Back. Would you say that?
Made a lot more.
A lot more.
A lot more.
Yes.
The best I'd done up to this point, I doubled it.
Okay.
I will definitely be going back to Derby City next year.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Because I made what I consider a ridiculous amount of money. I made the amount of money that our peers at other conventions have talked about making.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Does that make sense?
You would say someone, we would be at a new convention, and someone would come to you and say, yeah, I made this much, I can make this much money. And they'd be like, whoa, if only I could make
exactly. that I much made money. That much money.
Yeah.
I was that guy.
Right.
And I'm trying to recapture that lightning in a bottle.
I think I made more money this time than I did at the Gem City Con last year.
You didn't make any money, Justin.
Oh, damn it. I knew there was something.
I bought you lunch.
That's right. No, honestly, it's still a little bit more than I made at the Gem City Con last year.
I honestly think we need to cross-promote our sales, sell our things together. Not just, oh, this is this stuff and this is this stuff. Like the specials I was doing with the poster and all that.
Right.
And I understand your price point is different because you're going through a different printing place. Well, don't go through the printing place again.
Well, I mean, I looked around and the printing wasn't that price great.
Well, that's you need to not just go to the same place I'm going to, go to the same people. And if you get your stuff printed at the same time that I get mine printed, we can gang the prints.
I like how obscure we're being. That's fine. And I understand. Don't worry.
We can talk offline about
it. Right. I understand. We'll talk in more code.
Because you definitely need to crank something out Star Wars-y here in the next month and a half.
Well, you know, I designed a poster I was going to do for the Cincy Comic Expo.
Yeah.
And I designed it when I was going to do a free print for Free Comic Book Day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I cannot do this for Free Comic Book Day because it's too cool.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to hold off on it. It's a kickbutt.
I'm going to do another limited edition print for Cincy. I can tell you my plans.
That's all right. You said you can't or you can?
I can.
Okay.
I will, offline.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. So I think we're done here.
I think we are. It's another good episode.
We'll definitely go back to Louisville next year. Made some money. Just felt good. Good con experience. Heck of a drive, but totally worth it. Really looking forward to Cincinnati Comic Expo.
You know, one more thing real quick is that actually made it seem even like a cooler con experience is that it was the drive. You know, people are like, oh, I drove out to Pittsburgh or I drove out to whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we actually finally...
It made it seem more real because usually we're the ones driving 20 minutes and talking to these other people.
Even Cincy isn't that bad.
No.
It's
only 45 minutes from here.
Right.
Almost an hour maybe, if that. Really depends.
Yeah, it depends on the
traffic. I usually don't go speed limit.
No, you go under. Well, under.
I got a ticket like 2 weeks ago.
No, and I understand that. That's fine.
From a robot.
That's fine. Yeah.
Trentwood's got this like blazer they park randomly.
Uh-huh.
And this blazer will ticket you.
Was it the IG-88? Was that the robot from RoboCop?
The Ed-209?
Ed-209. What was the IG-88?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's Star Wars.
Is it? Okay. And,
yeah, I should draw that.
Yes, you should.
And that blue person, whatever his name was. Thrawn.
Who?
Admiral Thrawn. They should really like Admiral Thrawn.
He looked like Nightcrawler.
You could have sold it. Had you done a little Sharpie fixer-upper.
Okay.
Okay.
We're done again.
Thanks for listening.
It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you all in a month and a half.
Back for the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yes.
Yes. Woo! Maybe with a special guest.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
Probably not. Maybe. You talking about money?
No.
Bye.
Bye. Show.